A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of God will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise one bought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out and meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for you and for us. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Are you ready for your vacation?
Yes.
Well, that's the loudest I've ever heard you. All right, so this Thursday, as a nation, we celebrate what holiday? Raise your hand. Thanksgiving, right? And it's kind of appropriate that we read this gospel. Now, I prepared my homily for another gospel, so I'm going to wing it right now, all right? But it's appropriate that we heard this gospel because, in a way, it's reminding us that we need to be prepared always to give thanks. And in a very special way, as a country, we celebrate Thanksgiving once a year to show gratitude to God and to each other. But shouldn't we show gratitude every single day, yes or no? Yes. So if I were to ask you, what are you most thankful for this year? How would you answer that? Anybody want to share? Yes. For a healthy body, and for your family that loves you. That's really, really good.
For the safety of my friends and family and all those in the world.
You're happy that those you love and those of the world are safe? Yes. You're thankful for your family, the birthday boy, James, yes.
Thankful for my friends.
Thankful for your friends. One more. Okay. So there's a particular group that I hope today you show extreme thanks for. And that is for our hardworking faculty and staff at Holy Family. So before you leave today, I want you to thank your teacher for all that they do for you. Can you do that for me? And the best gift that you could give them today is to be on your best behavior, all right? So we're reminded as disciples of Jesus that we always need to be prepared. We always need to be prepared because we don't know the day or the hour. But what we do know for sure is that we need to be people of gratitude always, okay? So one of the things that I'm most thankful for as your pastor is all of you. Because when you're not here, it's kind of quiet, to be honest, right? And what you bring to the Holy Family community is a gift to us all. So I want to thank you for being the wonderful students and faculty and staff that you are. And I hope and pray that today you'll show gratitude and thanks to your wonderful teachers, okay? So what I want us to do right now, let's just bow our heads. And let's just pray to Jesus. And let's thank him for all of the blessings that we have. So let's think of three things right now, or three people that we're grateful for and that we love.